Chapter 15. Profiting from lease options and locking up deals. Landlords grow rich in their sleep. John Stuart Mill. If you can't afford to buy a house, what can you do? You can rent, also called lease, a house instead. Leasing property gives you the right to use the property and even make changes to it within certain limits. Leasing property doesn't give you ownership. So, if you want to buy property, you can either pay for it through a loan or use something called a lease option. A lease option basically gives you the right to buy property with little or no money down, taking up to a year or two to decide whether to do so. Real life story. This strategy came in handy when a friend called me about a piece of property he wanted to buy. Unfortunately, he didn't have any money to buy it at the time, although he would be getting enough money for a down payment in several months. I told him a lease option might be his ticket. He said, "I want to buy it, not rent it." I was in the middle of a meeting, so I said, "Let me email you tonight." My email went like this. Doug, first, because a buyer's agent is not representing you, make the offer directly to the seller's agent and do not try to contact the seller. You can tell the agent that if the deal goes through, he can represent you as the buyer's agent as well, and he will get all the commission. Although he will be looking out for his client, he will also have a huge incentive for you to get the property over anyone else, because he will make twice the commission. I suggest that you make an offer as a lease option purchase. You told me you think the price is very fair, so I suggest you agree to full price, but only under these terms. You lease the property for 1 year with an option on a second year. The first year you pay $1,800 a month, and the second year you bump it to $2,000, or whatever you think you can afford. You set the sale price as the full amount, and that price stays consistent for the duration of the lease. During the lease, you can purchase the property at any time for the sale price. If or when you activate your option to buy, 50% of the money you paid on your lease goes towards the purchase price. This gives you time to try to resell it or get your finances in order while getting the property with no money down. The only downside is that if you don't do anything with the property and you want to give it up after a year, you lose a year's rent. Best of luck. This strategy gave my friend the opportunity to lock up the property with an option to buy. 2 weeks later, he called and told me that he got the property. What is a lease option? A lease lets you rent property for a fixed period of time and gives you, the tenant, the option of purchasing the property within a given time period for a fixed price agreed upon in advance. Usually, during this lease period, you can exercise the option and buy the property, with a portion of your rent applied towards the down payment. Or you can choose not to exercise the purchase option, and the property stays in the hands of the original owner. Lease options let you delay buying property with no money down, while locking up the property and preventing others from buying it. Lease contract plus option to purchase contract equals lease option contract. With the lease option, you pay a monthly rent plus an additional amount that goes towards your down payment to purchase the property. This excess payment is referred to as the rent credit. If you plan to get financing to buy the property, make sure the contract or agreement meets two criteria before signing. The total of the monthly rent plus the rent credit exceeds the current market rent in that area. A valid lease option contract is attached to the loan application. If you fail to meet both of these criteria, an institutional lender, such as a bank, may not recognize your lease option and therefore may not grant you the loan to purchase the property. I need to make an important clarification of terms between a lease option and a lease purchase. A lease purchase obligates the tenant to purchase the property at the end of the lease. With the lease option, you as the tenant have the right but not the obligation to purchase the property. You want to carefully review all documents so that the option to purchase is legally yours. When to use a lease option? You can use a lease option in any market cycle. However, it is definitely useful during a down and bottom market, because many people are stuck with homes they can't sell, leaving them with payments they can no longer afford. A simple lease agreement can allow some people to reduce their loss each month by leasing it to you, while you lock up a deal at a lower price with little or no money down. After you lease the property, that property is essentially yours for the duration of the lease. During the lease, you have several options. Rent the property to someone else and use their rent to cover your monthly lease payments. Use the property yourself. You can exercise your option to buy at any time. If you do not exercise your option to buy, the worst that happens is that you'll lose a year's worth of monthly payments, assuming a one-year lease. But if you re-rented the property to another person, that loss can be minimal to nothing. So, structured correctly, lease options can be a great strategy. As a further protection, I like using a lease option with an assignment clause. This means that the lessee, the person leasing the property from the owner, can assign the lease to another party. Even better, if the property appreciates quickly or is worth much more than you are renting or buying it for, you could assign the contract over to another party and make a profit. Sometimes a huge profit. I talk more about locking up deals and assigning them to another person later in the chapter. The upside of a smart lease option is huge. But in case it does not go right, you can sell your lease option to someone else if you have a lease option with an assignment clause. For example, suppose you use a lease option to buy property for $300,000. Now you can assign, sell your lease option to a new buyer. That new buyer takes over the monthly payments. If you've already made 4 months worth of payments, the new buyer needs to make an additional 8 months worth of payments before that new buyer can exercise the option to buy or not, unless the contract allows you the right to exercise any time during the lease period. The new buyer gets the advantage of not having to wait a full year before exercising an option to buy. The seller still receives monthly payments under the lease option, and you, the original buyer, get out of the lease option early while collecting money for selling the lease option to the new buyer. If I find a property without an agent representing me, I also like to specify in the contract that the seller's current real estate agent works for both the buyer and seller. That means the real estate agent can earn a commission for selling the property for the seller and a second commission for buying the property for you as the buyer. Normally, any commission is split between the seller's agent and the buyer's agent. By offering a real estate agent twice the normal commission, you'll motivate that agent to convince the seller to accept the lease option instead of a traditional lump sum payment. The agent gets twice as much commission as normal. The seller gets the asking price for the property, along with the possibility of getting paid and still keeping the property. And the buyer gets a chance to buy the property with no money down. It's a win-win-win situation for everyone. When creating a lease option, I recommend the following terms. Lease the property for 1 year with an option to rent for a second year as well. This gives you 2 years to decide whether to buy the property. Pay a monthly rent at a fixed rate, such as $1,000 a month, for the first year. And if you exercise the option for the second year, offer to increase the rent a fixed amount, such as to $1,200. Set a fixed price to buy the property. Try to extend the option period as long as you think you need to get your financing together. If you need 5 years, ask for it. Include a rent credit in the agreement. If and when you activate your option to purchase, a certain percentage of what you paid in rent goes toward the purchase price. Depending on how motivated the seller is, you can agree to a rent credit between 10% and 100%. Include an assignment provision that allows you to assign your interests and obligations in the lease option to someone else, preferably with no pre-approval by the seller. A lease option structured this way gives you time to try to do one of the following. Find a buyer and resell the property, referred to as a simultaneous close, where you exercise your option to purchase the property and then resell it to the third party you found. Get organized and build to suit your needs. Use the assignment clause and assign the deal to another buyer and get paid a handsome fee for assigning this over to someone who wants the property. Get your finances in order so you can exercise your purchase option and get the best financing. If you can afford the monthly payments, a lease option is a way to purchase property with no money down while giving you time to strategize. Lease options can also be a great way to buy property that already has tenants. The seller may be tired of renting a house and dealing with the tenants moving in and out. By offering a lease option, you give the seller guaranteed rental payments for a fixed period of time. If the market value of the property has increased and exceeds your option price, the price at which you agreed to buy the property, you are purchasing a house below its market value. Best of all, you can use the tenant's rent to pay your own monthly payments. Here is an offer I made recently that I sent by fax to the owner of a 10-unit apartment house that I wanted to purchase. Dear Bob, it was a pleasure speaking with you over the phone. Here are my thoughts. This offer may be a bit different, but in the end, I try to make a win-win situation for everyone, and I think I've accomplished that here. After a more in-depth look at the place, it is in much poorer condition than I originally thought. That does not scare me, but rather makes me think tactically. In its present condition, I'm not sure a bank would give a mortgage on the place, nor would it appraise for the amount needed. So here's a solution that could work well for all. I offer to pay $500,000, structured as follows. $10,000 non-refundable to you upon signing. A one-year lease option to buy. $2,500 per month to you. I pay all expenses related to the property, including but not limited to taxes, insurance, and utilities. I am responsible for renting, vacancies, and collecting rents. I keep any rents. I take the property in as-is condition. After the lease option is signed, I would most likely vacate 50% of the apartments for immediate renovation. After those renovations were completed, I would move on to the other half of the house. At the end of the lease, I will have the house in renovated condition with all apartments rented, allowing for a better appraisal and the ability to fund the property through a bank. I will purchase the property at the end or before the end of the lease. When I do initiate the buy option, 50% of all rent that I paid you until that point, rent only, no other expenses I paid, would go towards the purchase price, along with the $10,000 I paid you up front. I provide you with any credit history, credit reports, banking information, and whatever else you need to feel secure. Call me with your thoughts on my cell phone. Thank you. Dean Graziosi. My reasoning for this type of offer was exactly what I said to him. I wanted to use my money to get the place in great shape before I went to the bank. Plus, if I vacated even 25% of the units to remodel them, the income from the rest of the units would still cover the monthly expenses while I was doing this. Whenever you see a deal, try to think of all the different strategies that you have learned and are about to learn, because there is no one way to make money. Another time a lease option can be handy is when someone buys a house as an investment to sell later. If they can't sell the house, they're stuck with an empty house with a mortgage payment and no buyer. At this point, a seller may be motivated, and if he can cover his costs or at least cut his expenses, he might be interested in a lease option. Occasionally, the seller asks for a small fee up front to enter into a lease option, but this fee is much less than the cost of traditional financing. If your market is in a lull right now, a down or bottom market, a lease option could be the perfect strategy to use. I was presented with a lease option offer on a property I was selling in chart form. I loved the format because it enables you to present the advantages of a lease option in an objective, analytical way. By showing the property owner the benefits of a lease option, you can convince him that a lease option can be more profitable in the long term than simply renting or selling the property. With this model, even though you are offering less monthly rent, the money is guaranteed. With all other factors, the seller stands to save $5,900 over 6 years with no hassle. This model doesn't account for market value appreciation, which is where you, the optionee, stand to make money. During this time, you are building equity in the property. When the 6 years are up, or any time if the contract is worded correctly, you can activate your option to purchase the property for the agreed price. During those 6 years, you can rent the property to tenants who will cover your lease payment. This is a great way to purchase a property with no money and little risk while someone else is building your net worth. If the property has dropped in price during those 6 years, you can walk away after the first option period specified in the agreement. This is an incredible strategy during a down and bottom market. Buying your first house with a lease option. Lease options aren't just a great investment strategy. You can also use them as a way to buy your first home with little or no money down. The advantages should be clear. If you just rent, you lose all your rental payments anyway after a period of time. But if you use a lease option, your rent payments give you the chance to buy property at a fixed price in the future. and you can arrange to get a rent credit for a portion or all of your rent payments. To set up a lease option, the seller usually requires that you pay a non-refundable deposit. This can be any amount, but it is usually 1 to 3 months' rent, which is almost what you would have to come up with anyway if you moved into a new apartment or rented a house. The difference between the option payment and a security deposit and first and last month's rent requirement is that the seller does not have to maintain the option money in a trust account and can spend it immediately. If you don't have all the money the seller is requiring that you put up for the option fee, another excellent no-money-down technique is to ask the seller whether you can pay the fee in monthly payments over, say, 12 months. If this is agreeable, write it into the lease option agreement. Also, make sure the property is located in an area that is likely to appreciate and that fits your lifestyle. Nothing is worse than moving into your new home and finding out that the neighbors party all night and work on their cars in the front yard. It's always a good idea to check the police reports on any neighborhood you are considering, whether you are using a lease option or any other method of purchase. Let's assume you have found a property in a quiet neighborhood and home values have been on the upswing for several years, but this property needs some work to bring it up to the community's standard. This owner is a perfect candidate for your lease option techniques because he or she is probably having a hard time keeping tenants in the house as a result of the lack of maintenance. If the owner lives out of town, a lease option technique is even better. Suppose the owner wants $850 a month on a lease and has been trying to sell the property at $75,000 for quite a while. Your research indicates that the average rent for the area is $750, but nicer homes rent for $850 to $900 per month. The comparable sales for homes that have been fixed up are averaging $82,000. You can have a rent survey prepared by a real estate agent or appraiser for around $100, and it may be the best $100 you'll ever spend. When you meet with the owner to negotiate the transaction, show him the rent survey and comparable sales report and make him the following offer. You agree to pay $950 per month, with $200 counting towards the down payment at a later date. You offer a purchase price of $75,000, with the owner paying all your closing costs when the option is exercised. You agree to paint and fix up the property in lieu of any security or option payments, and you agree to 5 one-year option periods that you can renew solely at your option. If the owner accepts this offer, you will have purchased a property for no money down, and your sweat equity will count for something because it will add to the value of the property and enable you to avoid paying additional money up front to secure the option. If you fix up the property and it appreciates at 7% annually, the property will be worth $115,000 in 5 years, and you will have accumulated $12,000 toward the down payment, $200 times 60 months, which means you will be seeking financing for only $63,000, $75,000 minus your $12,000 accumulated down payment. You have just created equity of $52,000. Remember, you have fixed up the property over the years, so its appreciation value will be based on the same numbers that the nicer homes in the area were selling for when you wrote the option to purchase, $82,000. Even if you kept the home for only 2 years, the value would be $94,000, and you would have accumulated $4,800 toward the down payment on a $75,000 purchase price. In the 5-year scenario, the seller receives his asking price, less the closing costs he pays for you, and the $12,000 in the additional monthly amount, which is credited toward the down payment, and you now have $52,000 in equity built up in the home. Not bad for someone living in an apartment just a few years ago. Benefits for buyers. Following are some of the benefits for the buyer in a lease option arrangement. You can purchase a property with little or no money down, and part of the rent payments and any option fees go toward the down payment. Your equity, profit, accumulates during the option period because you locked in the purchase price when you signed the lease option contract. You can sell the property for profit simultaneously when you exercise the purchase option. You have control of the home and enjoy pride of ownership. You don't have to pay property taxes during the option period. You get the maximum use of leverage by controlling a property with little or no money down. Benefits for sellers. As a seller in a lease option agreement, you offer attractive financing to help a future tenant buy your property. Such tenant buyers tend to pay a higher price for properties and pay slightly higher rents if you make it attractive for them to get into the property. In return, you can structure the deal so that you have no maintenance, lower closing costs, and a non-refundable option fee. You also maintain ownership of the property until the tenant elects to buy the property for the option price, so you get the tax benefits right up until the option is exercised. If the tenant buyer does not exercise the option to purchase the property, you are free to continue renting to the tenant or advertising the property again. Locking up deals with assignments. Normally, the way to make money with the lease option is to hold property until you can buy it later. But if you use a lease option with an assignment clause, you can make money in what I call my wholesaling strategy. If someone does not want a lease option and would rather sell the place outright, you can try this wholesale strategy option without a lease being part of the contract. This can still make you a fortune without risking anything and help the seller get his or her property sold faster. The basic idea is that I do my research and find a property that is a gem. Then I lock up the deal on paper with the lease option or just a contract of sale that has a 30 to 90 day time frame to close with. The most important part, an assignment clause, so I can get the property under a contract with little or no out-of-pocket money or risk. Then I look for someone who I can assign the option to and get paid a fee for doing so. I have students who have made a few thousand dollars for a few hours work, and I know people who have made millions doing this. Real life story. Here's an example of how one of my students started his real estate investing career. Brett was a 22-year-old college student who wanted to get involved in real estate, but did not have enough money for a down payment. Because he was a full-time college student, he had no income, so getting a loan was out of the question, but that didn't stop him. He spent $25 and signed up for an online service that provides information on foreclosure listings, similar to what I offer at www.deangraziosi.com, and began searching listings near San Diego State University. He found about 10 properties that he was interested in, so he got their addresses from the foreclosure service and sent out a postcard to each owner who was in default. Mortgage payment behind? In jeopardy of losing your home and hurting your credit? We can help. We buy homes, any area or condition. We could get that payment off your back immediately. Call the problem solvers right now at 555-555-5555. 3 days later, one of the owners contacted Brett and explained his situation. The owner owed around $450,000 for the house and was 3 weeks away from foreclosure. After doing a little work to find comparable houses in the neighborhood, Brett knew that the house was worth between $500,000 and $525,000. So the deal had a good amount of equity. Brett immediately called an investor he knew in the San Diego area and explained the situation, asking for a 2.5% finder's fee from the investor. Brett sent over the spreadsheet showing the asking price as well as the comps for other houses in the area. The investor called Brett and agreed to his terms. Brett put the owner and the investor in contact, and they closed the deal in 2 weeks. The owner was able to walk away with a few thousand dollars and his credit intact. The investor was able to get a great deal on a house and had to pay only 2.5% instead of the traditional 3% or 6% that a realtor charges. Brett profited more than $11,000 without using any of his own money and little of his time. It was a win-win-win situation. What types of properties do I look for when wholesaling? All kinds, but especially ugly houses that need repair. Fixer-uppers with unkempt and overgrown yards and other signs of neglect. This situation occurs for a reason, and chances are the owner has no idea how to correct the problem. Drive around neighborhoods you're interested in and write down addresses of homes that look like potential opportunities for problem solving. If you can find a motivated seller when you research these addresses, the opportunities for profit improve greatly. Who are the motivated sellers you should look for? Out-of-town owners, estate sales, and financially distressed sellers. Here is a summary of what to do if you want to wholesale a distressed property. Find a property. Go online, call a title company, talk to the county assessor, and search for the owner's information. If I have a hard time locating the owner, I purchase a report for a small fee from www.skiptracer.com and get a cell phone number and contact information. Contact the owner and attempt to buy the property. If you can agree on a price, write up a purchase and sale agreement with a low earnest money amount, such as $100, an assignment clause, which gives you the right to assign the contract to another person or investor, and a 60 or 90 day closing date, which gives you time to find a new owner. You essentially have equitable title to the property. Call everyone you know who may want that type of property. Run an ad in the local newspaper, worded like the following: Handyman Special, Cheap Cash. Call 123-456-7890. When you get calls, qualify the potential buyers over the phone. Ask questions politely to find out what projects they have worked on, how extensive were the repairs, and how they financed the projects. Finally, assign the sale agreement and collect an assignment fee of $1,000, $5,000, $20,000, or more. This strategy can give you the cash needed to facilitate other deals that require some money out of pocket. Here is the script adapted for this book that one of my students uses when he calls owners to discuss buying their properties. You: hello, my name is your name. I am interested in buying your house on Elm Street. Owner: the owner will likely have a response indicating their level of interest and possibly say something like, tell me more, or what did you have in mind? You: if I pay cash and close quickly, what would be the least you could accept? The owner might ask what you're willing to pay, but don't be the first to mention a number. Owner: is that the best you can do on this? You: are you saying that if I don't pay you X number of dollars, we can't do business? If the price the owner states isn't quite what you are hoping for, you are still building a rapport with the owner. So make sure you end your conversation on a positive note. Then politely go back to looking for another property. If you do agree on a price, you can try the two options that have assignment clauses attached to them. You can do a lease option if you think you can rent the property to pay a mortgage, or you can reimburse yourself if you have cash, or you can do a basic purchase agreement that gives you enough time before closing on the property to find an interested buyer to assign it to. I know a person in Salt Lake City who locks up deals on paper and assigns them to someone else on a huge scale. He has the vision to see where new areas are potentially going to develop. He contacts landowners when the demand for that property is low and locks up the property on paper with a contract or a small non-refundable deposit for the first right of refusal on the property. A first right of refusal means you obtain the right to match any acceptable offer someone makes to buy the property. He's offering the owners more money than the property is currently worth, but less than he feels it will be worth by the time his contract or option to buy runs out. He has made millions from this strategy. You might know of a big old farm that seems like it is in the middle of nowhere, where property is selling for $5,000 per acre. But from your research, you feel that the area near the farm will skyrocket in the next 24 months. You could approach the farmer and say, I would like the opportunity or first right of refusal to purchase your land within the next 2 years for $7,500 per acre. I will give you a $2,500 non-refundable deposit for this. The farmer may think you are crazy for offering him 50% more for his property than it's worth, so he'll likely agree. You know from watching the real estate cycle that his land could be worth $30,000 or $40,000 per acre in less than 2 years and are ecstatic to lock it up at that $7,500 per acre price. If you are correct and the area starts to boom 12 to 18 months later, you can activate your option and buy the land, or assign your option to a developer or buyer for what they're willing to pay. Some of my students have locked up deals and made a quick $1,000, and one locked up a deal that made him a quick $10,000 in 4 hours. I'm currently working on a deal right now using this strategy. I worked for a long time to get a parcel of property that I knew was very valuable. Because my contract to purchase is assignable, I have not closed on the property yet, I may never take ownership and instead just assign the contract to an eager buyer for a little more than $600,000. These types of deals happen every day. You just need to take action. So, locking up a deal basically means the following: finding a good deal, signing a lease option or purchase agreement, along with an assignment clause, with 30 to 90 days to close, and either buying the property and selling it later, or assigning the option to another buyer for a fee. Your risk is minimal, but the rewards are huge. Conclusion. Lease options and locking up deals are both amazing ways to generate significant profits from real estate without using a lot of your own money. Why not go out there in the next week or so and practice? Find a few pieces of property that may have been for sale for a while, and then determine whether the rent could cover your payments and whether the house will appreciate with a little work. Then write up an offer with a lease option. Write up a few deals and make a few offers. I promise that you will be shocked by how receptive some people will be to an offer that seems like it is beneficial mostly to you. After you see how lease options and locking up deals work, you can use them as just more ways to make money on property you find.